Hello, Chambra. Woo! Yeah. And does this feel like a special, special time? Like a special, special shout? You know what? You be right. I think that's something that we all just know and feel, and not even knowing exactly all the details, but we just know in our heart. And part of it is, you know, for me, there's just a lot of synchronicities and that are all happening at this perfect time. And like it's April 4, 4-4, that's kind of obvious, 4-4, which is also, you know, the new energy embodied masters here on Earth. You know, it's also an 8-year. And I don't know how many actually saw the full moon lunar eclipse last night. Let me see hands. And you guys on the internet, you can raise your hands too. We'll count. Okay. All right. Not everybody, but a lot. And then also we had, which was really unique and special, the master's room was open today, you know, in concurrent with our shoud. So here we have 1,500 other masters joining us, this group of bold embodied masters that are choosing to stay here and have that sensual experience of life. And can you give me an arg with that? Arg! Yeah, and let's just feel that, huh? Breathe it in. That's really that sensual thing. That's what we're here to do. We've done all this before, and we know how well that didn't work. Hello? PhD and, you know, yeah. So, but that's how we had those experiences. So, but we've gotten to the point of saying no more. And in saying no more, I'm going to step down and let's welcome Jeff and Linda. Come on down. Ow!
Hello, David.
Yeah, welcome.
Hello, David.
Welcome back from
Thank
the
you. Wedding. Thank you.
How many of you found that this was a kind of interesting, annoying, and irritating month?
Yeah. And the good news is, it's only the fourth day of the month, Linda.
No, I'm talking about March.
March. Yeah.
Was March a little interesting, annoying, kind of irritating? Yeah.
Did anybody enjoy it? but you liked the irritating also, and annoying. Yet before we do anything else, I want to acknowledge everybody watching in online from this camera over here. Let's give them a big welcome.
Whoa!
Everybody listening in online. Woo! That wasn't very big. No, that was kind of, how about a big welcome for every, woo! 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 That was better. Good. That was kind of indicative of the month. Yeah. I also want to thank and acknowledge Vili in the translator's booth back there, translating in Spanish.
We get very positive reports about Vili's translation, her simultaneous translation in Spanish. They say she does an incredible job of interpreting the words and the energy. So I always forget about her because she's back in that booth, and it's like you can hardly see her.
You can't see, yeah. There she is. I see a hand waving. Yeah. Thank you, Vili. We heard so many good comments when we were down
Colombia,
in Medellin.
Yeah. So we heard a lot
people really like it.
Enjoying it.
They're like, oh, yeah, we really like Vili's translation. It's like, of what? Of the shouts. It's like, Vili? Oh, yeah, Vili, in the box. That's actually the sign of a good translator, when you don't even think about it, when it's just flowing and happening. And anyway, thank you. So we have a lot to cover today. Are you guys in a good mood? Good. Yeah, a few more. Yeah. Are you looking forward to Adamas?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I'm going to remind you later. You said it. You said yeah.
Well, he's in an exceptionally Adamas mood today. Normally, he doesn't talk a lot about the shoud beforehand, but today, or for today's shoud, he's been talking for the last week or so. So, yeah, I know.
Yeah, trust me how friendly that's been at my house every time I turn around.
And
it's like, what's going on, Jeff?
getting woken up at 2 a.m. and it's like, oh, Damas, why now? And she says, because it's quiet. And he says, I'm lonely. I want to talk. Go to the Ascended Masters Club or something, or, you know, do whatever. But anyway, we have a lot to cover, so let's get into it right away.
Did we want to talk about who's here from out of the country?
That's why those Easter eggs are flying on the screen.
Baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
baby. Welcome to Chambre from all around the world. What? You
look
no like...
There's no red in there. There's no... It's just... There's no happy colors. There's no orange. There's
it
no...
is Easter colors. It is orange or yellow and purple.
No, it looks like Lent colors.
Those are Lent colors.
It's Lent colors.
Whoever saw a red Easter egg? I mean, come on. Or a black Easter... black Easter...
Not black.
Black. Yeah. Your parents didn't give you black Easter eggs?
No.
It was just my parents?
No. Yeah, just your parents. That's scary.
Okay,
black
so...
Black jelly beans.
Black jelly beans, yeah. And then your
favorite.
Whole mouth and teeth are black afterwards, yeah.
They're good.
Yummy. They're licorice, yeah. Okay, dear.
Okay, so we have two guests from out of the country.
Wow.
Welcome to Susanna from Edmonton. Good
Canada.
To see you again, Susanna.
Good to see
Very
you again.
Good to see you. Thank you.
And you're going to be joining us in Kauai, I understand.
Oh, yeah, you are the traveler. Yeah. Wow. How soon do you go to Hawaii?
The 7th.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. And from Latvia, Riga,
wow.
We have Dase. Yes.
Wow.
Welcome. Glad you could be with us.
Thank you. I think you may be the first Latvian here in the studio. So
probably.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Would you people all be nice to this lady, the first visitor from Latvia and also our Alberta? You know, sometimes they get so occupied with the food that just, oh. You know, I know what you do. Kind of stand right next to chocolate and say, hi, I'm from Latvia. I'm from Edmonton.
Anybody else from out of the country? Anybody else?
No, that's
outer space, yes, Vince.
Yeah,
we all are. But okay.
Okay.
Wow, that was quick. I just feel like we should keep talking for a little bit. No. Okay, let's move ahead to a recap of the shout. It was the Charisma Series 7, so today would be 8. Oh, 8, and today is a 4-4-8, and it's a...
What?
Wow.
What?
David, you missed that one, that it was 8th shout. What does it mean? Not much, but it sounds cool.
It means that Jeff can see and read numbers and add
without
them
my
up.
Glasses.
Yeah.
So
that's
let's
good, Jeff.
Go back in time to a month ago for the March Shoud when we had Shoud Charisma Series number 7, Play It Away.
Okay. I'm ready to see this again.
I am too, because I forgot. Totally forgot. They're saying to keep talking, make some jokes up or something. Yeah. How's that weather?
Spock is dead.
That's right. That was the Spock channel. Yeah.
That got some interesting feedback.
Ooh,
May lead
wow. In. Did it ever. Mm-hmm. It kind of lit up Facebook, yeah.
How yeah. could I do that? Show up as Spock just because I had this self-interest?
Didn't somebody said it was... The sex act with Spock and Adamus was kind of like a new low.
Well, that was because that person was a Vulcan and they were offended.
right.
And so they couldn't come right on and say it was because they were a Vulcan and
that's
they
right.
didn't do it very
that's
well.
That's right.
You know, he was the finger thing. You missed all that.
But it always is kind of amusing to me what brings attention or postings. And it wasn't about anything about the significance of the channel, which we're just about to see. But there it goes. Okay, here we are. Okay.
Oops.
Or maybe not. We'll just redo the channel right here. Here we go. I have a good feeling about this.
Good.
where we are going, Chambre, what we're going to be doing, kind of entering into our next phase, you could say. Three things. First, consciousness. You're going to get sick of the word consciousness. Consciousness is going to be so important. Consciousness is simply awareness, realization, but at a level you couldn't have imagined before in your logical mind. Consciousness, the awareness that goes into every level, every realm, not just awareness of facts and figures. That is rather meaningless. Not just awareness that there's a person sitting next to you. That's obvious. But consciousness, awareness, that we'll get into in a moment, but of things so much richer, more fulfilling. So consciousness, awareness, it's the I exist. Awareness, but not thinking awareness. Awareness where actually there is almost no active thought. Awareness so that there are no words any longer. No need for words, no need for definition, any of that. That is consciousness. That's where we're going, consciousness, awareness, I exist. This isn't just another discipline. It's not another practice. It is everything. Consciousness is everything. We're not going to talk too much about consciousness because otherwise it goes mental. We will be applying consciousness. But in doing so, you're going to go through a lot of challenges. A, you're going to try to think your way through it. You're going to try to make logic of it. I'm going to wrestle you down to the ground and try to get you out of your mind and into yourself. The next word, very important. We've talked about it in Kehok, and it will become even more and more important part of your vocabulary and will allow you to have richness and joy in life. And. A-N-D. And. It's an A and D. And it's going to be so important in what we're doing because you're going to realize that your body can be in pain and it's not. And you can be having other amazing experiences. You're not singular anymore. You can be logical and absolutely sensual. You can be in the grips of this magnetic fear and sitting beside a lake, watching the butterflies and singing songs and enjoying a bottle of wine. Humans are singular. Are you annoyed and what else? Charmed. I see it. I absolutely see it, yes. Annoyed and so in love with Spock. And, oh, so simple. But if you went out and tried to explain it to others, they would just kind of look at you. But you're going to be living the and life, meaning you could be having a bad day and equally a good day. Now, that does not make sense. That is not logical.
Actually, that does.
That does. That does not make sense, but it absolutely is natural. Isn't that the funny thing? You become so calculated in everything. You squeeze life out of life. Worse than that, you take consciousness out of consciousness. What's here and what's missing at the same time? Consciousness, life itself. It's here. It's all here. We're not going anyplace. Not going anyplace. We're just realizing that it's here and it's not here. And that's what the master knows. The master doesn't suddenly have realization that ends their own stupidity, their own innocence, their own vulnerability. Doesn't it suddenly have this realization that gives them all the intelligence in the world? No. They're going to be and. They're intelligent and stupid. They're vulnerable and they're so open. And imagine for a moment all these attributes and the amazing ability to be innocent, naive, stupid almost, and to know everything. Amazing. Amazing. That's where we're going to go. And so we're not really going to enlightenment. That would be very singular. No, it's about and. You can be that human and absolute master. It'd be a little uncomfortable at first because the mind is not used to it. The mind says, follow that path, do this thing, or go to sleep. But it's not used to multi. It's not used to and. So what do? When you get uncomfortable, oh yeah, and I'm uncomfortable, and I'm realizing, and damn, it's really hard on my body, and it's not really, and I don't have a body, and I have a light body. Now, one would basically say, it's kind of schizophrenic, so by the way, do not tell your therapist about this, please, not a word, this is just between us. It seems a little fragmented, but it's not. It's not at all. Suddenly you realize that there was a reason in the first place for being able to create aspects, not to chase them away, but to create them. And you can start living in this beautiful combination, multidimensional, aspected, logical way of being. And it's multi-you. Now, that brings up a very interesting question. That brings up an interesting question. You're going to say, well, what is truth? What is reality? And there is no truth. There is none. Stop searching for truth. It doesn't work. There's no meaning in life. Sorry, there's no truth. Because it all becomes the truth. There's no single truth in the core of the universe hidden away somewhere. There's not. The truth is, it's all truth. Now, if you want to really say, but where do I find my base, my balance? It's so chaotic, I have to find that comfortable place every once in a while. I exist. That's it. And the rest is and. And third, very important here in our work, our joy that we're going to be doing together. We have consciousness, we have and. And then finally, very important element is the synchronous or syncing it all together. Imagine being such the master, you don't care if you're out of sync. You don't care if you got all these fragments and aspects and unrealized self and all this. Wow, that's kind of fun today, playing out of sync. Because you know then the moment you apply your consciousness, applied consciousness, you just say, oh yeah, now I'm going to go back into integration, being in sync. So imagine in this end of mastery, one day you could just be out of sync. Oh, crap, this is fun. My house just burned down. I don't care, though, because there's another bigger one being built. And I don't care about that either. That is embodied mastery. The ability to be and, to be all these things, wherever you want to apply your consciousness, and it will never get stuck there. Not even in perfection. Trust me, that's so boring. Have fun with it. And then you start gliding back and forth in time. You start traversing the dimensions. You start experiencing the and, applied consciousness. And then after that, you start learning, it's not a good word yet, I'll make one up, but you start being able to split consciousness. So right now you think, okay, I'm going to put my consciousness here, into being synchronized, and then here, suddenly you're both at once, and then you're beyond synchronized, and it just keeps going on and on and on and on in the ability to be multi-consciousness, multi-awared. It's amazing.
Highlights I thought were missing.
What?
There were a couple performances by Adamus that I thought.
I know. I didn't see this before we got here, but kind of like the Spock and
his
Adamus.
His demonstrations. Yeah.
We have photos. Dave Schemmel is always taking pictures, which are available on the Crimson Circle photo album. There's pictures. There's proof. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Adamus really loves Spock.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, I was waiting for the part where Adamus was like imitating the Vulcan sex. I mean, that was I love that. Yeah, yeah, and it was funny here, but Facebook. Some people didn't think it was so funny, but I don't care.
Well, there were some inaccuracies that anybody that truly knows knew that probably shouldn't be in the recap, since it was actually not really very accurate.
Well, it was comedy. It doesn't have to be accurate. It was funny. I mean, and it
as
was
long
actually
as you're not a Vulcan.
Pretty close to the truth. Actually, I think he got it pretty close. Okay, we're going to move on, for lack of better things, to recent
events. You've
never
been a Vulcan, have you?
No, I have not. It has been so long since I've had any lifetimes or whatever you want to call it, experiences other than on Earth. I mean, I forgot that I actually had any other than here. Anybody else like that? I've been here so long. It's like, wow, I can't even relate to any of that.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Count yourself lucky. Okay, we were in Medellin, Colombia recently. We had so much fun there.
It's a great place to celebrate with really passionate people.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful country. It was so green and lush there, nice and warm.
Amazing hosts, Cesa and Carmenza, and they do an amazing job. And it's so fun because it's so exotic. Like Cesa said, would you like to go with me to get the flowers? And so we went to this little roadside stand, and then this friends where they had these, well, she's got some these flowers in her yard. I'm going to grab some of those. I'm thinking, oh, my God, what's that going to be like? And it was these stunning orchids. And then there were these ginger and birds of paradise and all this stuff. And I think all the flowers together in an arrangement that were this big, it would have been a couple hundred dollars in the U.S., and they were like $20. Yeah. So but anyways, I love going there, and
we had a great workshop. Next time we go, you guys need to come along. I mean, it was just, there's such
a passion.
And,
yeah.
Got a few pictures, and Nat and Gerhardt were there with us. We had a lot of fun. They played their beautiful music, as always. And it just so happened that Jim Self just so happened to be passing through at the same time. So he came over and did a couple sessions one afternoon. This is us at the bar, of course, not at
the party
session
that the Colombians arranged all by themselves. Just said, you know, we're just going to take you there, and you just have to promise to have fun, and we did.
And so it was kind of so coincidental. And the workshop itself, there was a focus on hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And actually, during the workshop, a very big focus on it and really good materials. But it was that Sunday morning where Adamus also said, he talked about hypnosis, the what he calls remote hypnosis, where it's being done intentionally. And he talked about the Malaysia Air flight last year that just kind of disappeared. And he said it's going to happen again real soon. That was on Sunday, on Tuesday.
Wow, really makes flying exciting.
Yeah. And then at the end of the workshop, we had an earthquake. So it was really fun.
Oh, wait. There was an earthquake. Earthquakes the week before we got there.
Right.
And then an earthquake the day after that we actually felt in a meeting.
It's we like, were sitting
really,
in a meeting
like,
at a conference table in the whole room. It's like, it's like, and I was, at
and
first
I'm thinking,
I,
why can't I sit still?
At first, I thought I had vertigo or something. And then it's like everything was shaking. And, of course, everyone in the room just stopped, you know. There's that earthquake look that's very, it's like that, and everybody just stops, and everything is shaking. It didn't last very long, but it was,
I call it a holy shit moment.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because you don't know how long it's going to last.
Where
anyway,
it's going to go.
We had a lot of fun, good translation.
Amazing.
With Juan Escobar,
yep.
And beautiful people. I love going there. Could go back there easily, anytime. And just a few shots. Adamus, of course, had so much fun Very, very strong, I would say. That's the way I'd phrase the workshop. Very, very strong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he hypnotized the whole group at one point, and then, of course, gave them a good suggestion. But pretty soon, everybody was barking like dogs. But then, to prove his point about hypnosis and how vulnerable we all are to it, and of course, then he gave the magic solution at the end. It's really, really simple. Choose what's yours. Everything else, let go. I mean, he did it a lot nicer. There's Linda and the big ferns.
I mean, I have never seen ferns so big, and that's a weed, basically. And I mean, it's just such a agriculturally, you know, biologically rich place. It's just incredible. They know how to farm.
And
beautiful peacocks all over the property,
all over the hotel where we were staying. And of course, the males, you know how males are. They get their stuff and they're.
Oh, really? Are all males like that or just peacocks?
Just peacocks.
Just peacocks?
Just peacocks. So, very special thanks to everyone that came to the Columbia Workshop. They were from all around. But thank you. It was delicious.
So, we heard the channel. And of course, we have a couple flights to get home. And our last flight was from Panama back to Denver. And of course, about halfway through the flight, they have the internet TV now right on the airplanes. And it's like we're watching the television. All of a sudden, this headline goes across CNN about plane crashes in Europe in
filter that out on an airplane. You know, they really should. You know. Porno and other airplane crashes they shouldn't have on airplane TV. Anyway, we got to keep moving along. Dear Linda,
feel our pain.
We have a lot to cover. Here we go. Okay, upcoming events.
Here we go.
You take it away.
Hey, we're excited because we're going
to... Dang, video stopped. I'm going to start it again because we're just going to keep going. Well,
you,
all right. We'll just move on.
Okay.
Okay.
So...
what's next?
Kauai. This is a new... Kauai is not new, but it's an incredible energy for birthing energies and new things. And we're very excited because we are going to be in Kauai doing the...
Kasama.
Kasama.
Yeah.
Which it hasn't been done before. So I'm a little curious. And it's going to feature Adamus and Kemet, the Merlin, as well as Saint Germain. And we're really looking forward to that. I'm pretty excited. And I'm hoping it's a fairly easy and graceful event.
I know where that picture was taken.
We know where that place is.
I'm going to go there.
We know where that place is.
There's still, I think, room for 5 or 6 more people. So
we
if you're really sick and tired of the winter, wherever you happen to be,
hop on an
airplane. Yep. Don't look at the TV screen, but hop on an airplane and come to
Kauai. Easy, graceful place to be. It's one of our favorites. That's why we love launching something new there, because it's such a graceful place and so easy for as a place where when you are experiencing something, to actually integrate energies. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. Okay. A little sunshine, tropical breeze, and a Mai Tai.
Just easy. Lots of coconut and fresh fish. Oh, my God.
Okay, and next.
Okay. Consciousness Unleashed.
Another tough assignment, because this is in...
Well, it's been requested many times when we try the Greek Isles. I've always heard a lot of good things about the Greek Isles. And our host, Maria Grigoraki, got us to go to Kos Island. So we're going to check out the Greek Isles with Consciousness Unleashed. Yeah, it's a Mediterranean setting. It's supposed to be beautiful and wonderful. And particularly for Europeans, it's an incredibly value-priced place. It's always been known for that.
This is cheating, because showing a picture like this at the end of winter in Colorado is like putting a steak in front of somebody who hasn't eaten in 3 days.
How much snow did we have yesterday?
Oh, it was just 5 or 6 inches up where we live.
Yeah, just 5 or 6 inches.
I had to plow the driveway yesterday. I had to get out the tractor and plow. I mean, come on. But today is nice. So,
okay.
And then after Greece, another tough duty.
Another tough duty. Amio, the Tuscany retreat. That is a beautiful, gorgeous place. Don't even think about it. It's sold out.
Yeah.
You'll have to wait till next time. Tuscany is a wonderful place to go. I was never so attracted to Italy, but once we had discovered Tuscany, it was like, oh my God.
Amazing. But we should probably move on because it's sold out.
But it's sold out, so let's move on. We have plenty to cover.
Okay.
Okay. And then
it's like we come back from Europe, we got 5 or 6 days at home.
Yeah, who cares about crazy? Then we move on. We go to Sedona, and we're going to the sort of Sedona other event things, but then we're doing the light integration on June 8th. I got excited. Can you hear that? June 8th and 9th in Sedona with Jim Self.
No more coffee.
Light integration.
Oh. That's not coffee.
You know what? I've been drinking decaf all morning. That's the only real caffeine I've had all day.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe, huh?
Wow.
You know what? I'm so happy to talk about leaving town. That's part of the problem. It's so good to get. I'm so sick of winter. Okay.
So we're doing the light integration with Jim Self, who we love working with. He did a great job down in Columbia. He's going to do his segment, like 2 half-day sessions on integrating the light into the light body. We're going to do 2 half-day sessions with Adamus, of course, about integrating the light mind or the NAST. So it's going to be very experiential.
It's
going to be in Sedona, which has some amazing energies. It's a very beautiful place. And we're doing this at the end of the Cryon conference. I think there's going to be 12 or 15 channelers there. And
if you've never been to Sedona, you got to see it. Just once.
Oh, I like it there. But
well, the geography there is stunning. There's nothing like it, and especially the West like that, because you just can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. And it's a really fun place if you want to visit Makio. It's kind of the Makio heaven. It's actually the Makio capital of the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they have like, there's these crystal shops everywhere, and the crystals will save your life, protect your future, and maybe save you. And then they have like these people walking around in white robes everywhere, and it's not like a mental institution. And then no, seriously. And then they have all these excursions you could do where there have been these like I probably should drink coffee, it probably chills me. Anyways, no, I mean, I haven't had any. That's incredible. Wow.
Who gave her something?
Wow.
Come on, who gave her something?
Oh, man. Anyways, it's quite an adventure. And you can go out and see where alien ships have landed, and you can see all this stuff. I mean, it's really interesting. Yeah, and you can buy really cool Western.
By the way, I'll never forget when we were there quite a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and somebody from England was doing a television documentary, and they wanted to interview Tobias. So we sat down, and it was a nice interview, and then they said, oh, would you bring in Adamus? And it's like, no, I don't think so. And but they kind of twisted my arms and legs. And, of course, the first question they asked Adamus was, how do you like Sedona? Oh. You know, and Tobias had been so polite and a true gentleman. And, of course, then Adamus said exactly how he felt.
Well, what the difference is that the longer we pay attention to
I like it, by the way. I like the natural, the beauty.
Yeah, I need duct tape when I'm there. But what's interesting for me is that it so reflects the idea of Makio, and particularly from the aspect, from the point of view that what keeps coming through with everything that Jeff is channeling is that, you know, if you like crystals, you should like a crystal because it reminds you to love yourself. The crystal isn't going to save you. The healing lotion and somebody going like this and, you know, that is not going to save you. You have to, you're there to take care of yourself. Seriously.
Okay, we're going to move on now. Boy. Okay. After that, we come back to Colorado for the summer. We have a lot of great events scheduled here. It's so nice having the studio, and you know, we can spend a little time here at home. So
it's prettier here.
Oh, it's beautiful
in
the summer. So start out with Linda.
Well, we are going to do the Sexual Energy School update. And I must say that's very exciting and complicated, but we're excited to do it. You know, you can feel that with new energy that school, it's not so much that so much needs to change, but there needs to be some evolution and some additional information to it. Because as we move into the new energy, you can feel how there's an expansion of this SES material to come. And, you know, that whether it's related to power and the way things work, we're ready.
And it'll be hosted by Linda and I. We'll be doing the intros to the original Tobias channels. And then there'll also be additional channeled material from Adamus. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's kind of a nice update. You know, we came out with SES in 2006,
right,
and it was never intended to be filmed and used the
That's
way it
your
is.
Fault.
So I'm really happy that we're actually updating it. So that'll be here at the studio and online. And for those who have taken SES before, you can attend online or in the studio for 50% off.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you just recently have taken SES, you automatically have access to it if you just recently took it.
Yeah, check the website page out. It gives all the details on that. Then in July, we have
ProNost.
ProNost update. You know, wow. ProNost is really interesting because Adamus kind of lays out the energies. And then as the year goes by, I'm looking at some of the original material that he gave, and it's very accurate. He doesn't give dates of certain things happening, but he says, here are the trends, here are the patterns of what's going to happen. And I found it to actually be very, very, very helpful. Said the first quarter this year was going to be pretty rough. And
really?
And it was. But he explains why, which is the good part.
I know, but I haven't heard any evidence it's lightening up.
No, and you're not going to. You will not.
Oh, that's inspiring.
It's going to be July 18th right here at the studio, online and in person. And it'll just be Adamus. I think we'll probably have three sessions, but it's really good for kind of the updated global information. You don't need to have gone or taken or watched the ProNost in January. It's helpful, but you don't need to.
What I find is nice about ProNost, if there is nice, is that it gives you a look at what you may want to be prepared for, what it is that you can know so that if you are taking responsibility and care of yourself, then you can allow that these other things can go on around you without necessarily being you. And it's easier said than done.
So that takes us into August.
Whoa, August, and here we go. Threshold. Are we ready?
No, we're going to do aspectology.
Oh, I skipped it. I don't
August.
Know why. Why would I skip that?
Aspectology update here at the studio. We're actually calling it New Energy Aspectology. Be at the studio, and you can also watch it live online.
And Jeff, what makes it new energy? What do you think?
Because that was easy to spell, and I could put it right in there. It's an update, but there'll be additional channels from Adamus. We really consider SES and aspectology and dream walk or death to be core materials like what we've talked about. So we're updating them and adding new insights from Adamus.
And what I want to add about these updates, both SES and aspectology, that you learn about things for yourself, but what also I found equally important that continues to serve me is it also helped me to understand my interactions and my experiences with others and to understand things in a way that I would not have been able to without both SES and aspectology. They really help you see things and live in a different perspective.
We have a couple other events we're working on, not quite ready to announce yet for the summer, but it's going to be a full summer for anybody here or coming in to visit, beautiful time of the year. There'll always be something happening at the studio.
Okay, here's where we go to.
Then is...
In September, we're going to the south of France once again. If you've been to Paris, don't even think about it. There is nothing like the south of France.
Beautiful
area. Wonderful, Mediterranean, wonderful place. We're going to do our first threshold in Europe,
right,
in the south of France. And this is a property we've been to before, a part of France we've been to before, and it's a setting absolutely supportive of this kind of experience.
A beautiful area.
Unbelievable.
Pretty close to the Spanish border.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's right in the ocean.
Oh, my God. The entertainment and the fun things to see. It's such a peaceful place. You can walk, ride bikes, ride horses, watch the flamingos.
But the important part is to be there for a threshold.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is limited to 25 attendees. You do need to have taken SES, Sexual Energy School. We found this to be invaluable for these classes. And this is going to open for public registration on April 11th after we go through the angel notification period. So it is very, very limited. It's my favorite thing to do. And by picking this location in the south of France, we think it's going to be just phenomenal.
And Threshold is the most specific event that we're doing, that if you really are committed to your journey, this is an event to consider, but be aware, you cannot hide at Threshold.
These are just some shots. Now we'll talk about the property, beautiful hotel.
It's all important.
Yeah, just a great place to have it. We have sessions in the morning. Afternoons are open, plenty of time to either enjoy the property, a lot of horseback riding in that area, right on the ocean, I love it down there, and just such a beautiful, gentle energy.
And fun stuff at night. The little city is so sweet and entertaining and very, very oriented to allowing people to be who they are. The Three Marys is a wonderful place.
Okay, so, and this, yes, this is supposedly where Mary Magdalene landed after, I think, coming from Egypt. So it's also a very, very sacred space. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. We're going to move into the cloud class. Let's see what's going on there. I took this picture while we were flying.
On an airplane.
On an airplane. Just hanging out the window. Okay. We have just a couple of things playing in the cloud class right now. One is the Abundance Clinic that was available. We did that last summer. We're making it available again. It's a great, great class, and it's also free. So sign up for it on the cloud class. You get free access for 90 days.
Really offers a lot of clarity.
And we're also rerunning Dreamwalk for Crystal Caves. We had so many people that wanted to watch it again, or so many that didn't get it the first time. It's $25 for the course, and you get 90 days access on the cloud class. So that's it right now for the cloud class.
Okay, we're good.
So let's move on to Chambra News. Okay, got actually quite a bit to cover and little time.
Jeff, we can do it.
Okay. All right. Just a reminder to check out the Chambra magazine, the award-winning Chambra magazine. I see that it got the recent Chambra Reader's Choice Award.
The only choice.
But you know, it is an award-winning magazine. Somebody asked me about it recently.
Somebody's gonna find an award. Can you feel how hungry Jeff is?
No. I just think it's so good. And Gene is the editor, and Mark is the art director, and Mark Ritter, and they just do a great job. It's where
handsome.
You can find all the latest information and just kind of behind the scenes what happens every month. We were trying to get it ready, and get ready for the shout also. There is this mad panic crash to get new products, new events, everything put together so we could get it in the magazine and then talk about it.
It's a make you want to scream week.
Oh, my gosh. And it's usually just coming back from a trip week. And we put a guy on the cover this month because, you know.
Big of you. So big of you.
Yeah. He's going to, he'll be here at the break. Well, it's a real conflict because, you know, if we put too many men, women would be like, well, I can't believe it. Most of the officers.
I doubt it.
And so if we do too many men, then we'll be accused of, you know, too many men and too many.
I can feel your pain.
It's always a picture of a person because it's about our human journey.
Okay.
All right, next on the list, we've got Keyhawk that is now available for registration. Keyhawk is what Adamus calls applied consciousness. It's a one-year program that is going to start this year in July, and it's open to all Chambra and to graduates who have taken it. The graduates actually get a special discount. This will be our fifth year of Keyhawk.
And this is reflecting Adamus's focus on saying, if in fact you're really committed, this is one of the avenues for it, because there's no distractions here, and it's a very personal journey that, you know, we meet twice a month,
right.
But everyone does it individually in their own space, and it's their personal journey. And for me, it's probably one of the most...
I love it.
It's one of my favorite things.
You know, it's an opportunity to really stay connected and take a deep dive. Just a couple of things other people have said about Keyhawk. This person says, I was one of those people who doubted that Adamus even knew who I was. Keyhawk showed me that he knew me intimately and loved me dearly. It's truly a one-on-one experience with Saint Germain, exactly what I was wishing for so many years. So
was that a boy or a girl?
I do not know. As somebody else said, it's actually hard to remember life before Quixote. I find that Quixote really brings me into the experience of living as an embodied master on Earth. The monthly shouds feel like the basic information and supportive energies, while Quixote is a much higher, more refined level. So Quixote is available for registration. It's $1,500 for if you're new to Quixote.
For the year.
$1,000 for graduates. It's for the year. And truly, I just, Quixote is, I love it. I love doing it.
You can either feel that it's for you or you won't, and it's up to you to choose. But I have to say, when Jeff and I do those sessions, they're twice a month, that no matter what's going on, both of us have this incredible feeling and sense when we stop to do Quixote. And it's like no matter what's going on, there's something about Quixote that really keeps flowing and bringing that personal development and experience into this. It's
Quixote 5 personal. Will be a combination of Adamus and Saint Germain, and he may even bring some others into it. But you really get the sense in Quixote that energy and those entities are just with you the whole time. So it's available for registration now. We'll kick it off in July, and it goes for a year.
We're doing okay. We're doing better than you think.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, let's take a deep breath.
Next. Go. That sounds so Adamus.
Okay. I know. Well, I was putting this together yesterday. I can't just throw a picture up there. I'm going to do that again if you don't mind. That was so cool. Can we get the lights down just for effect? And maybe a little boost on the music there. Okay.
Do you have a personal?
So, yeah. We're just sitting here talking, and all of a sudden. I amused myself so much yesterday putting this together. I kept on playing it and playing it. Linda's, something wrong? It's like, no, I'm just getting such a kick out of it. It's so Adamus sounding. Anyway, it's the new Act of Consciousness book. It just came out last week. And it is, and some of you have your copies. It is available on Amazon right now. And, you know, it's. I actually read it. Finally, this last week.
You channeled it.
You know, but I never read it. So I started reading it this week, and it's like...
It's really intense.
It's really clear. I mean, I could say this is a distillation of our work. Yeah. This isn't just Adamus channels. This is our work, a distillation over the last 3 or 4 years, all in one easy-to-carry book.
You know, the book is only 150 pages, but I have had so many people tell me that they can only read one chapter at a time, and then they need to go take a nap, and because it is so intense. But what is also interesting about it, it's only 150 pages.
Yeah.
It is really, truly the kind of book that, I know this happens to some of you, where they're like, Crimson Circle, Chambre, like what? Like Adamus Saint Germain, what? This is a very, if you want to give somebody something to explain what Crimson Circle might be to you with Adamus, this is not a bad idea. It's a very, you know, you could say, check it out, and then maybe they'll keep it, maybe they'll throw it back at you.
Actually, somebody on in one of the reviews that they post on Amazon, somebody actually called it they said it's a travel brochure for the soul.
Yeah.
I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
So it's relatively easy to read. You know, it's not too...
One chapter at a time.
Yeah. Well, mentally easy to read.
It's so
energetically
direct.
You need to kind of sit back. But it is available. I have fulfilled my obligation to Adamus to get the book out, so he stops bugging me about that. Got another one coming up, though. And you can get it now on Amazon, iBooks, and Google Books as an ebook or a paperback. And then the German version is coming out very soon in the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. Not quite sure the exact date, but the German language. So we do have it here today for those of you who are at the studio. We will be doing a book signing afterwards, yes, and Adamus will sign them also. So, cool. So I'm really proud of it. And
it's beautiful.
You know, and we were never big into books, into doing books in the early days, particularly because it takes so long to get them out.
It's slow.
Working with a publisher, it takes at least a year, sometimes a year and a half. We were going so fast, you know, with a video, with the monthly shouts, that it was almost crazy. But now, with self-publishing and with Amazon and all the technology, literally, you can get a book out in days from the time you upload it.
Well, even the German book with Ansanta, the industry has so speeded up that it's totally changed the way books are produced and the way they're offered to people anywhere in the world. And that's the stunning part too, is that there's, when we were looking online, you can buy this book from so many different countries. It's amazing.
Okay, moving along. Our next big thing is we got a new store, e-commerce store, coming online, I would say by April 15th. Depends, you know, give us a few days here or there.
But, huge project, and Michelle still has all of her hair.
It was a huge project. We've been working on it for a long time. Basically,
huge.
Changing over our technology. We have an incredibly large internet presence, our website
and complex.
Our e-commerce store. Plus, unlike most small companies, we want to deal internationally. So we have all those other variables. So we should have it ready to go. It'll be mobile friendly, user friendly, a lot of great features. You're probably not going to notice a great big thing right away when you first log in. But as you get to use it, you will find it has incredible features. When you go to the new store, as soon as it's ready, you'll probably see something like this: welcome to the new store. And it will say you have to reset your password. We could not bring passwords over. It's a very, very simple process.
It's a security issue that it offers the best security if you have to reset your password.
And basically, it's just going to indicate to you, as you see in the graphic there, to reset your password. So don't freak out. And if you need help, we have operators standing by. Bonnie, Michelle, the rest of the team. So you probably are going to need to re-enter your email address if you forget it. Your email address, well, you got other problems, but we'll help you with that. And then it's going to ask you to put in a new password. Michelle, can it be their old password also? You can use your same old password, but you have to enter it and then re-enter it, confirm it.
Again, so, for security reasons, you don't want to transfer it. You want the individual to reset it.
So that's going to be happening in the next week or two, and it's a huge part of a huge process that we're redoing so many things within Crimson Circle to keep up with your energy.
And the mobile-friendly thing is a big step, too.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm not sure where we are. Oh,
we're just doing well.
A couple other quick things. Remember, there's not going to be a shoud in June. We're going to be in Sedona. Join us down there if you would like. But if you show up here at the door on June, I don't know what it would be, 7th or whatever. Yeah. But it won't be open. We're not doing a shoud.
So. And there's no magic.
Once a year, we don't do one.
Yes.
In this case, because we'll be down in Sedona.
But we make up for it in July.
We do.
July 4th is the next show. Yay!
Yeah, actually.
A holiday of independence. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, we were going to change it, you know, because we thought, well, it's a holiday. And we talked to a bunch of people, and they said, no, let's have shout on July 4th. So make sure to sign up early. It is filling up very fast. Not a whole lot of spaces left. And we're going to be doing a barbecue afterwards out in the back area in the Schomburg grassy knoll. Afterwards,
I know. That doesn't sound like a good place.
But it
the grassy knoll.
It is.
Let's come up with a new name.
As David mentioned at the start, we have this Grand Ascended Masters of Earth room, also being called the Full Moon Room. The full moon, it's not about the full moon, other than that's our reminder.
Yeah.
It's like the big billboard in the sky saying, hey, it's time to meet with the ascended masters. And it's amazing that right now during the Shoud, with everything else going on, it is the full moon and the room is open.
And there was an eclipse this morning.
Yes. Yeah. I wonder if, did the room shut down during the eclipse? Because the... No. Okay. I was in there yesterday at one point, and there was, I think I saw, it said there was about 175 other people from around the world. It's truly amazing. You go in there, the energies are really beautiful and intense. I mean, one would think, oh, it's just on the internet, but you find out that internet is true connectivity around the world, and very, very intense, plus all the
it's
masters.
Unmistakable.
Wow. Well, Linda?
Next.
We did
next.
Really good. And this is the
I
last
told you we were doing fine.
Slide before the break. We want
yeah.
to give very, very special thanks to the Crimson Circle Angels for all
you
their
help
love
us
and support.
Beyond words.
The advanced studies teachers all over the world. There's classes
passionate
being taught
people
right
sharing
now.
Amazing material.
International web hosts.
Unbelievable
our
work.
Translation teams. And of course, to each and every one of you. This is
Thank
an amazing
you.
Journey. I'm glad to be doing it with you guys.
Thank you.
Makes it so much more interesting and fun. So we want to thank you. And to everybody out there listening, we're going to be back in 30 minutes for Adamas. So thank you very much.
Thank you.